Good morning and welcome to Stories from the Repository. Home, July 17th, 1880 p.m. Dear friend, Walt. I received your letter last night and very glad to hear from you, but I am very sorry to hear that you are sick. I hope that you will recover and get all right soon. I am very well just now, and all hands are just now. I have been sick for about a week, but I'm all right now. But I am very glad that you are enjoying yourself so well, and I would like to be with you tonight. I would like to see that country very much. I think it must be a grand scenery and a very healthy country, but I do not expect I will ever see it, as it is too far away. We are all done harvesting here, but the meadows, and soon we'll finish them. Now I have been planting out cabbage all day today. As we have had a fine rain here, I do not know very much news, but I will tell you what I know. Mrs. Shine, our next neighbor, over here back at the schoolhouse, had all of her barns burned to the ground last week, everything but the house, and Charlie Ellis had his barn burned down last night. It had all of his wheat in, and all burned together. Mrs. Shine had a horse and three cows, and two calves, and all of his hay and wheat and wagons and plows and everything. Harry is well as far as I know, and Uncle George and all hands, all of our folks are well. Horner is in a telegraph office down at Bridgeport on the Delaware shore line. Harry is an assistant in the office at Haddonfield. We had a fine rain here last night, and the lightning struck Charlie Ellison's barn and set it on fire, but they did think that someone set Mrs. Shine's barns on fire. Well, I guess I have no more to say just now, but perhaps I will know more news the next time I write. Answer as soon as you can, for I like to hear from you. I hope that this letter will find you well. Your friend, Elmer Stafford, Esquire.